At some point, somewhere, you or a woman you know has likely looked through a copy of Our Bodies, Ourselves. The book was revolutionary when it was first published in the early 1970s. It taught women about their own reproductive systems at a time when talking frankly about sex was considered unladylike. Now, Our Bodies, Ourselves has announced it's ceasing publication. NPR's Netta Ulubi tells us why.
You could have seen this coming. After all, we're talking about a book and a tiny not-for-profit devoted to women's health.
We've never had a big budget.
Julie Childers is the executive director of Our Bodies, Ourselves.
It became harder and harder to make ends meet, harder and harder to ask staff to do the work that was required to publish this amazing book.
The books spring from consciousness-raising courses held by feminists in Boston about then-taboo topics like masturbation and birth control, which at the time was illegal for unmarried women in Massachusetts.
I remember after the first session,
the original members of the Boston Women's Health Collective in a documentary called She's Beautiful When She's Angry.
Then we said, this is going to become a book. We each took the subject that most involved us personally.
Those topics became chapters on nutrition, pregnancy, menopause, sexual identity. Verna Brox ran across a copy of Our Bodies, Ourselves at a Detroit hospital in the 1970s.
At that time, I worked for General Motors, clerical person.
She took a copy with her to work, and at lunchtime, she says, she and her female coworkers would pore over the book and talk about what they learned.
I can't believe I just learned about this, and here I am already with children. The makeup of the woman's body, you know, those things that your mother forgot to tell you.
Or that maybe your mother didn't know. Brock said before she read Our Bodies, Ourselves, she never knew she could ask a doctor questions.
But with the book in hand, I mean, that book was a godsend.
One of the founders of Our Bodies, Ourselves told me that women have thanked her over the years for explaining the signs of an ectopic pregnancy, which can kill you if not properly diagnosed. But women's well-being and Our Bodies, Ourselves is broadly defined. Jessica Hallam got a copy in the 1980s from her mother.
So it's like one of those books where you literally leaf through it and discover things about yourself you didn't even know.
Like what?
Like the clitoris.
Hallam took her copy to college and passed it around until it fell apart. Now she advises students at Harvard Medical School. There's nothing else, she says, like Our Bodies, Ourselves' friendly authoritative tone that mixes real anecdotes with professionally vetted facts. The book has sold more than 4 million copies, been updated 8 times, and translated into 31 languages, from Polish to Vietnamese. And maybe now's the time to stop, says Dr. Paula Johnson.
I applaud them.
Johnson's the president of Wellesley College in Massachusetts and an advisor for Our Bodies, Ourselves. She says the organization plans to scale down and collaborate more with other groups.
They have had an enormous impact. And they have made an active decision not to replicate, but to refocus their work.
Before the internet, Our Bodies, Ourselves was someplace to find out information that was not then common knowledge. Now it's easy to find trustworthy websites that teach about women's health, reproductive options, and sexual identity. And that, says Johnson, is Our Bodies, Ourselves' direct legacy. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.